6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Wednesday Hump Day, September 7th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us. Labor Day special is going to end on Friday, so for those of you who want to order anything from the Power Mall, dropship products excluded, of course, you have until Friday to get free shipping on orders over $100. So if you've got to stock up, this is a good time to do it when you get free shipping on whatever products you order, excluding dropship, of course. We want to give a big shout-out to Kevin for your kind donation to the Power Hour. He's one of our faithful listeners out there. I have a feeling you're in the Buckeye State. So hats off to you, sir. We thank you for your donation and your phone calls, because I know you call the show a lot, and that's a good thing. I know you don't like me bragging on you, but you're a good guy. Like all our listeners, you know, we have some very smart listeners out there, and we appreciate your donations. And, of course, you know, if you want to make a contribution, you can do that simply by calling the Power Mall, talking to Power Hour J. She'll be happy to take your info over the phone, 877-817-9829. Or when you log into the Power Hour to listen to the radio show, you'll notice the Buy Me a Coffee. You could do that. And when you click on it, it allows you to become a team member as well. So, you know, we appreciate you do it, because this is how we stay on the air. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and the Power Mall's on Facebook as well. If you just type in the Power Mall when you go to Facebook, we're there. Twitter, Power Hour Nation. Facebook, Power Hour Nation. And on Truth Social, at the Power Hour, at Power Hour Host. And, of course, if you have friends that don't have internet and they want to dial us up, 518-737-0180 is the number to call, and they can listen to the Power Hour by phone, streaming live, as well as on shortwave WWCR, 13.845 megahertz, streaming live from 11 to 1 Central. So log that in. If you're on the Pacific, you're from 9 to 11. You're from noon to 2 if you're on the East Coast. And everywhere in between, you just, you know, add or subtract whatever hours you need to get to us. Now, if you happen to miss a show, you'll be glad to know that if you couldn't get on during this time, you can go to the archives on the website and click on that. You can even click on Listen Now, and it broadcasts the current show that is playing that particular day or over the weekend if it's a Friday show. And you can listen to that show to your heart's content. And if you, by chance, have friends you want to share archives with, well, that's why we archive all our shows. You just go to thepowerhour.com and scroll down, and they're all there. And, of course, if you don't have the Power Hour where you are and you're having to listen on the internet or by phone and you want your local station to broadcast it, reach out to the PD. I know that sounds real official when you call up and go, can I speak to the PD? And they go, oh, you must be in radio. No, I was just, Dave Krieger told me to do that. I just wanted to sound important. It's the program director, but they call them PDs in radio stations. I know, because I've been in the broadcast business a number of years. And so you contact the program director and you reach out and let them know that you'd like them to carry the Power Hour and to dial us up. Give them the support at thepowerhour.com. That's support at thepowerhour.com. And if you're a small business and you want to advertise on the Power Hour, we want to help you grow your business, and support at thepowerhour.com is the email you use to get in touch. Now, for those of you out there that are having an issue thinking you don't have a green thumb, want to learn how to have a green thumb, you know what I'm talking about. Power Hour Food is where you can go to sign up for the free webinars, powerhourfood.com. See, because the thing is that all of a sudden you have a grid down. Yeah, grid down situation. It could happen. No electricity. Look what's happening in California right now. Rolling blackouts. Could happen anywhere. The number of things that have been hacked into, remember that? The hacks last year shut down the pipelines, did all sorts of stuff. Yeah. And we, like I say, we're on the front end of that, trying to tell everybody, look, here's the way that you can do this, is simply by going to powerhourfood.com, and learning how to grow food, because this is what we did back in World War II. They were called victory gardens. And to me, there's nothing wrong with finding space, and that's what Marjorie Wildcraft can do for you. Now, also, we have a forum for those of you that want to share gardening tips and tricks and ask other members for gardening questions and post photos of your garden and what's happening with it. Always interested in sharing that. If you go to thepowerhour.com, click on menu, click on community, and click on forum, there we are. That easy. Stephen Harkins will be joining us at the bottom of this hour from North American Urban Spice to talk about some stuff we don't normally talk about. So don't dial us away just because, well, I've heard Stephen before. No. This is one of these, our regular vendor sponsors that we like to have on the show, because the guy is just a brainiac when it comes to Whole Foods, raw Whole Foods. And, you know, we like to share that information because it's all about health, all about solutions. At the top of next hour, Alex Newman, who you've seen on Tucker, if you watch Tucker, he's been on there. And he's one of the writers for the New American magazine. We're talking about the war on farmers and food, what the green global elites are aiming for, total food control. This is why we talk all about what's happening with your green thumb. We don't want you to be in that position. When you get the email blast, and if you don't, you can find it right there on the powerhour.com website to hook up, and you get that email blast. You can share it with your friends and listen to yourself. Everything that I've been saying about COVID, well, they're finding it out all over the United States and then all over the world, too. Among a study sample of over 1,000 people who developed symptoms, Italian doctors found graphene family superstructures inside the people who took mRNA vaccines. 1,006 people, they analyzed their blood after they developed symptoms after they got the Pfizer or Moderna shot. 94% of them had an aggregation of erythrocytes and the presence of particles of various shapes and sizes of unclear origin 1 month after inoculation. Erythrocytes, for those of you who aren't medically inclined, are a type of red blood cell that carries oxygen and carbon dioxide. What seems plain enough is that metallic particles representing graphene oxide and possibly other metallic compounds have been included in the cocktail of whatever the manufacturers have seen to put in the so-called mRNA vaccines. Now, I got to ask you a very simple question. The big if. What happens if they turn on 5G, 6G in your area, and all of a sudden, all this graphene oxide that's floating around in your brain decides to start chewing on it because it's metal? It's like little miniature razor blades. How's that going to work in your brain and various other places? We're talking strokes, heart attacks. Yeah. I mean, people are already dying like crazy. And, of course, it's SADS, sudden adult death syndrome. It's craziness, isn't it? And as reports have emerged that Chinese military-linked firms gather American DNA, guess what they're able to do now in China? They're creating digital replicas of Americans. According to John Mills, former director of cybersecurity policy strategy and international affairs at the Department of Defense, he says they have the capacity to create these complex models in each of us, and they're making digital twins of us. He told China in Focus program on NTD News. That's a sister media outlet of the Epoch Times. For those of you who want to know, China's trying to clone us worse than a avatar, huh? Dave in New York, welcome to the show. How you doing, sir?
Hey, good morning. As long as we're running graphene oxide for a second, the last two rainstorms I had here, I did take, you know, jars out and capture the water, and it was not in either one of those samples, which means it's not in every rainstorm. Although I am quite aware that it, you know, is available somewhere, you know, and probably even in my well at this point because of the water drains off in there somehow. But at any rate, I just want to keep on the up and up. I'm not going to embellish anything. So that's just my observation from the last few times. And I went as far as, because I'm thinking about it afterwards, the first time, hey, this stuff freezes at 40 degrees. So I made sure it stuck it in the refrigerator for a proper amount of time so that it was at least 40 degrees to, and it didn't freeze this time or shake when I shook it up. It didn't foam. Yesterday you had somebody on and they referenced Cliff High. Okay. And he was on the Power Hour March the 7th of 2017. In hour three, Cliff High was on at that point. And okay. I'm sure there's something else I want to mention, but I don't want to take up too much time for on anybody. We are in a very, very, you know, situation now. Again, whether we have an election or not is up in the air, and there's different reasons and theories, you know, why we may not. But
oh, Dave, you know, Dave, you're not one of those domestic terrorists, are you?
Well, because they've been exposed. Okay?
Oh, of course they have.
And they've got to do something, you know, whether I can't say how soon then, you know, that's.
Well, it's not December 13th, you know, we know all that. I know. We never like to predict dates, Dave, because that makes us look like them, you know. What is it? What did Biden say about everybody gets to be an idiot or whatever? You know, I mean, just like, come on, really? Come on, man.
Well, he wants us to take after him, apparently. But one thing I will say that it carries some water, because as they open up the portals and all, and the demons come, and you know, I'll, they got the key to the pit too. There, you know, with their CERN stuff. Is that the demon still occupies his body, as far as I can tell, because when he gets caught up, as you've heard numerous times now, talking to the little girl who's 9 years old, oh, you're almost at a double, and he focuses on her, that's the demon coming out. That's the one that wants to step her air and go Jerry, the one that wants to go Sandusky on her, just like his whole family, like his whole family does.
Yeah, Dave, it's amazing you would say that, because I was watching him do that very thing on TV, and I'm like, oh, you hair-sniffing pervert. You know, and I mean, literally just came right out of my mouth, and my wife looked at me and goes, woo. And I'm just like, you know, this is all sorts of wrong. They even let him out of his cage to do that. You know, and that's when, who was it? Was it Tucker or Jesse Waters that said something about the Secret Service is there to protect everybody from him?
Yeah, well, he's not the only one that's occupied by a demon or more. You know what I mean? It's so just an observation, and I know other people are trying to get in, so I will probably talk to you soon.
All righty, sounds good. Well, I appreciate your chiming in this morning, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Bye. It's going to take trillions to fix the massive derivatives crisis that has erupted in Europe. Wait a minute. Didn't we have this? Wow. Didn't we have this before in like 2008 over here, where the banking system started to collapse because the derivatives markets were over leveraged? They were loaning money to people that couldn't afford to repay it. And then all of a sudden the massive foreclosures started up in 2009. It's happening in Europe now. Vladimir Putin's decision to end the flow of gas through the Nord Stream 1 pipeline has caused an enormous derivatives crisis to erupt in Europe. Wow. It's amazing what happens. Some are already referring to it as a Lehman Brothers moment. See, because Lehman Brothers, you know, that's the start of it all. That's what happened when they went under. And, of course, Goldman Sachs was out there selling their crap to every investor that would buy it. And they knew it was crap when they sold it to them. But they did it anyway. They knew the stuff was going to fall apart. I mean, I just like, you know, garbage in, garbage out. Half of the people that were the players in this thing are completely out of my mind, because it's, you know, if I want to look it up, all I got to do is go to cloudedtitles.com and open the book Clouded Titles Media Edition, which we have at the Power Hour, the Power Mall. And you can order a copy of that, because I spell out the entire historical perspective of how the banks managed to do what they did and how to recognize certain aspects of your personal mortgage as to whether or not they were securitized. A lot of people don't understand securitization. I basically sat down with two news reporters from a TV station in Dallas on this giant white chalkboard. It was actually, you write on it with a magic marker. And I went to the TV station and went in there on their big chalkboard, their magic marker board, and drew the entire spectrum of securitization within 30 minutes. I filled up the entire eraser board, showing them exactly how this whole thing played out. And they're like, how the hell did you learn all this stuff? I said, dude, it's like major studying. Studying what was going on, talking to other people, communicating with other reporters, talking to other investors, people who have been there and gotten stung. You know, if you're the little guy and you're playing in the big market with a big fish like Vanguard and BlackRock and State Street, you might consider, and I'm not a financial advisor here, so we're not giving financial advice. You might think about getting out of the market like I did, because, you know, if you're trading in big pharma stocks, hoping that everybody's going to go out and get the booster again and your stock's going to go up, it's kind of hypocritical. That doesn't speak well of you. You're an opportunist, and you're investing in something that's killing people. Why would you do that? So, you know, that's my kind of my little moral thing for today. I mean, they're looking at $1.5 trillion to fix what's going on right now in Europe. I mean, trillions. And where's that money going to come from? What are they going to do? Ask Sicko Joe to donate it to them? Our tax dollars? In the meantime, more news from U.S. news and politics and government. Judge orders Dr. Anthony Fauci, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, you know, the Shirley Temple wannabe, and other top Biden administration officials who are resisting efforts to obtain their communications with big tech companies to hand over the records. U.S. District Judge Terry Doty, a Trump appointee, ordered the government to quickly produce the documents after it was sued by the attorneys general of Louisiana and Missouri over alleged collusion with big tech firms such as Facebook. The initial tranche of discovery was released at the end of last month, revealed more than 50 government officials across a dozen agencies were involved in applying pressure to social media companies to censor users. And now the judge wants it. They got 21 days to comply. Otherwise, they could be held in contempt. And sadly, in Memphis, Tennessee, the police, if you hadn't heard, confirmed that missing heiress Eliza Fletcher's body. And, of course, they have a 38-year-old black male in charge. See, here we have a black-and-white crime. Where's BLM now? Why aren't they screaming? You don't hear a peep out of them, do you? You know, he was originally charged with kidnapping and tampering with evidence. Now we're talking first-degree murder and perpetration of kidnapping. So, you know, he's either going to get juiced or he's going to be spending the rest of his life in prison. But we got to wonder about that Soros-funded DA that's sitting up there and what's going to happen. If he lets this guy out, I would say that the people of Tennessee, especially in Memphis, need to rail around his office and let him know that it's going to cost him his political future. We can't have murderers walking the streets committing black-on-white crime. See, we're in the minority now, aren't we? And, you know, the more people come across our border, even though they were warned, you might be risking your life and limb trying to do it. The problem is that we're becoming multiculturalized, and the current administration wants to give them all IDs and let them all make them all registered voters overnight. Oh, they don't have to go through all the motions that everybody else did when they were here. They came here legally. Even the DACA people, you know, came here legally. They got the cards, the green cards, the visas. They did everything by the book. They took the tests. They paid the fees. They retained lawyers, immigration lawyers, to help them through it all. You can't help but wonder how these people feel, the ones that came in here legally, looking at what's going on at our southern border and what this administration is doing. And you see, the other sad thing about this coming November, we have a story out about what's happening in COVID. And you see, here's the thing. Death claims for working age adults under group life policies spiked well beyond expected levels last summer and fall. We're talking 35 to 44. 100% higher than expected in July, August, and September of 2021. A report by the Society of Actuaries, those are bean counters in the insurance industry, folks. 2.3 million death claims. Yeah, I'll bet you if they analyze whether they got the jab or not, they'd find out they were. There is so much information that we have on coming at you on our email blast. We're not going to have time to cover it all. Kansas, of course, more than 900,000 of them voted in a special election. Nearly 60% of them rejected a proposed amendment removing abortion access as a fundamental right of the state's constitution. So, you know, see, here's the thing. Are they objectifying women here? We're talking about the pro-abortion people, objectifying women. And you see, the argument to make abortion a big deal when Roe v. Wade basically gave the states, like Kansas, the opportunity for its voters to go to the polls and decide whether the state should allow it or not. It did not ban abortion, yet they went out and lied to everybody and told everybody, all these women of childbearing age, oh, don't worry. If you want to go out and get loose one night, get drunk and screw somebody and get pregnant, just get rid of it. You see, this is a challenge because we don't want to objectify women. And that's exactly what the Democratic Party is doing. And all these pro-abortionists are objectifying women and getting them all upset over what? See, that's the big problem we have here. It's all politics, folks. They've made abortion political. And they want to get you upset. Don't let that happen to you. We will be back with Stephen Harkins after this short break. Stay with us here on the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Two minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Wednesday, September 7, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us for this segment. It's always an educational process that we go through, because when you shop at the Power Mall, like you just heard in our segment break commercials, when you shop there, you look at the vendors, you look at the products, and I mean, there's hundreds of them. We have spent two decades over that, actually, trying to find the right stuff so that you can live a healthy life. And so one of our vendors, of course, very eloquent, and this gentleman obviously has spent a lot of time studying the benefits of raw whole foods and the key to maintaining optimal health. Stephen Harkins with North American Herb and Spice is back on the show with us. It's not an infomercial, folks. Please don't tune it out, because we're going to be talking about some stuff on the show that we don't normally speak about as much as the other North American Herb and Spice innovations that we usually talk about on the show. And so, Stephen, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much, Dave. Good to be on.
Well, we get some, you know, folks, and they just heard the P73 commercial if they were listening through the break. And we already know about oregano and what it does. But, you know, some of the other stuff that we deal in is like, you know, we're talking about the whole food process here now. And red sour grape in the Resvital and Colestamine formulas. See, here's the scientific point that we try to make, folks, because everything that NAHS does is all natural, not synthetic. And, Stephen, I'll let you expound on what the red sour grape does in these formulas and how it improves your cardiovascular health.
Yeah, I mean, we could do the whole segment just on red sour grape. It's that magnificent. And, you know, in fact, just recently, researchers found that people who eat grapes, and hopefully you're getting the good ones, you're not getting the ones with the pesticides, because you have to watch out for grapes. They tend to have more of those. So if you're trying to watch out for the glyphosate and the pesticides, please get organic. But they are associated with longer life. And so the red sour grape is something we really, we did a lot of homework on, because you can just get any type of grape. There are many different varieties, but this one is raw. It is young, which means it's not fully mature yet. And then we grind this into a powder, and this powder is full of wonderful nutrients we don't usually get much of in our diet. Things like chromium, one of the largest sources of chromium, which is a blood builder. And chromium also helps with your blood sugar. So if you're trying to watch out for that, your natural insulin, healthy insulin function, And even, you know, is they've done some research with that in mental health. So you can really, and also it helps boost your nitrogen. That is good when you're trying to get a good performance from your muscles. And that's just the chromium. You know, we also have the resveratrol. There are over 16,000 studies on just resveratrol. It's a antioxidant for the heart. Helps the heart muscle, helps with circulation, and really good for your blood flow across the body. Resveratrol, and of course, that heart muscle, you want to keep that strong and ticking well. And so, and we use the skin, the seed, the flesh. We use the whole grape. And again, it's in a raw format. And so, and also healthy cholesterol balance, which is something we talk about quite a bit.
Well, now you mentioned high LDL in the show notes here. I think people are still, and some of us are, like me, you know, I look at the stuff and I look at the numbers from blood tests and they make zero sense. We have some doctor, some medical doctor out there telling us, well, you've got high this and low this. And I mean, what's the difference? People are having a hard time deciphering this sometimes.
Well, there's a lot of difference in opinion and schools of thought when it comes to cholesterol. And all I can do is tell you what we at North American have come to conclusion and to believe. And we think we're on the side of the right camp. But, you know, it goes back to the 60s and 70s when the low-fat movement came out. And it won the argument versus the high sugar, where they said, you know, sugar is the problem with heart disease. And then this other camp said, no, it's fat. Fat is what's causing. So now they started having all these low-fat products, and you got to watch out for your cholesterol. I just want to give you a news flash. Your brain is made of cholesterol. You know, in fact, for men out there, your testosterone comes from cholesterol. You need the cholesterol to make the testosterone. So there is such a thing as healthy cholesterol, healthy fat for the body. So if you're eating eggs, I want to encourage you to keep doing it, especially hopefully you're getting the pasture raised. Yes, you get cholesterol. No, it's not going to harm you. But when you start eating too much where you're just not getting the fruits, the veggies, the other things, let's say you're only eating your meats, and you can clog your arteries. Most of the time, it's the LDL cholesterol, which is the one that is known to clog the arteries and cause, you know, could cause blood clots and things like that. So we do have to keep the LDL down. We want to keep the HDL in good levels, good balance. And it's all about what we eat, and we got to avoid the sugar. But the eggs, certain saturated fats, like those found in coconut oil, I know they told you it's bad for you, but, you know, coconut oil is really good in our opinion. And so if you're taking herbs, you know, to bring it all home, I'd say all that to say this, if you're taking things like red sour grape, if you're taking things, you know, like hawthorn berry, hibiscus, you're taking these, you have nothing to worry about. Because you've got to have a balanced diet on top of that. And, you know, you got to make sure you get your fruits and veggies. But, you know, cholesterol is not the enemy here.
Well, so the thing is, and I cook with either olive oil, coconut oil, or sesame oil. Am I on the right track just sticking to those three?
Yeah, those are good. I think the problem becomes when you go to the store and you look most of the stuff, even if you go into a certain health chain store that's really big, rhymes with foods at the end of it, and, you know, a lot of their oils, it's canola and soybean, which is absolutely horrendous, and that can cause inflammation in the body and everything that it brings. So olive oil, coconut oil, avocado oil, those would be your dominant ones. A little bit of sesame oil here and there is okay. The problem with the seed oils, and that goes for canola and grapeseed and safflower, sunflower, and sesame, they are very high in omega-6. And if you get too much omega-6 and not enough omega-3, you start to get more inflammation going on in the body. So that's just a helpful tip out there, because that's where you can have problems. That's where you can, you know, you could really do some damage to your health. So think about how much oil you're eating in a year, you're consuming. So choosing the right oil is important.
Well, so the thing is about sesame oil, anybody that likes Chinese food, guess what they use when they cook?
Yeah, you really don't have control over it. If you're eating out a lot and if you're going to the grocery store and you're not really checking vigilantly the ingredients, you're just going to, you're not going to have control. So it's good to, you know, cook at home. Hopefully somebody likes to cook at home. And, you know, you're really checking the labels and incorporating these healthy oils. These are good. You know, they actually help you.
Well, my wife and I both like to cook. Sometimes we even cook together, and that's even more fun. Because then you can sit there and argue about what's going to come up first and what's not. That helps you build your timing in the kitchen to make sure all the food comes out at the same time.
So you probably spend half the money, too. You save a lot of money there on your bills every month.
Well, and, and the thing is if you become part of our Grow Network, folks, you'll learn how to grow your own veggies, and you learn how to incorporate that in your diet in addition to everything else. My chickens are laying now, believe it or not. I've got 3 blue pullet eggs so far just in the last few days. And so I think they're starting to lay now. So, and these are pullets, which means they're small, but they're blue. You know, these are Easter eggers I got. The hawthorn and hibiscus. Here's something else. Now, a lot of people, you look at these naturopathic products and you look at how much of those things you actually have to take to get the same results. Now, this is something I think that's a mindset, Stephen, and we can agree to disagree on this. But, you know, when you go and you talk to a doctor and they prescribe drugs and you go to the pharmacy and you buy this stuff, it's all synthetic, and it seems like you don't have to take as much. They put you on the script. You don't know what it's really going to do to your insides because it is synthetic. But Hyperease, obviously, for normal blood pressure, as opposed to taking statins. What's the arguments pro and con here?
Oh, boy.
Well, I know. That's a deep-seated question, isn't it?
I would just say I would encourage you to go watch that statin commercial that's out there and slow it down a little bit so you can catch the part where they talk about all the side effects. And decide for you and your family if that's a risk that you want to take. Now, if there's something out there that's natural that, you know, even claims to help you, but it doesn't have the side effects, which one has a lower risk? And so if you're just looking at risk versus reward, there's no risk for things like that are well-tolerated, such as hawthorn and hibiscus. You know, these are basically teas, you know, that people have been drinking for thousands of years. So we've got a lot of anecdotal, you know, historical case for it. And, you know, there's something to it as well. There is a science that we can look up. You know, you can look up hawthorn, you can look up hibiscus, and you can look up the studies. And what the studies tell us, what the science tells us, is that there's little to no side effects, and that, it, you know, for example, hawthorn is loaded with antioxidants, so we know that's good. We know that's going to help protect our organs and ourselves. We also know that it supports the anti-inflammatory response. So if there's pain going on in the body, we know we're going to get benefits there. But in Chinese medicine, where hawthorn berry is really famous, they use it to treat high blood pressure. That's how they do it. So if we look at traditional use, where the herb comes from, that always tells us a lot, too. And that's why Hyperease is a product to support your healthy blood pressure function, along with hibiscus, which has been studied, which is high in things like vitamin C, which help blood vessel integrity. So you need to, you know, you got to keep rebuilding and repairing these blood vessels in the body. Vitamin C does that, comes from the hawthorn. And these red fruits, these red berries, they always point back to heart benefits. You can look at things like pomegranate, strawberries, all heart healthy.
Hmm. So the thing is normal blood pressure function also affects the brain and the way you operate. And to me, it would seem with all of this stuff that we're now finding out about the COVID jabs and long COVID and stuff like this, and we're still fighting this bioweapon, believe it or not, folks. We don't like to talk about it as much. I know it's very unpleasant, but the thing is it does affect, especially, and we were talking about this, Dave in New York called in our last segment, talking about graphene oxide and what they're finding in these studies. And this is Italian doctors that are finding this stuff, is it got graphene oxide in it. And, you know, it's very difficult at this point to understand what the capabilities are of graphene oxide, other than the fact that, you know, they're like little miniature razor blades and they start chewing up your system. So, I mean, the thing is that there may be a way to get rid of the stuff, but in the meantime, if you're not maintaining normal blood pressure and you're hooked on statins, God, this almost sounds like that Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers, hooked on big bands, hooked on, you know. The thing is, you get hooked on statins, and you're singing a different tune. You're dancing to a different tune. The side effects are huge. My mom still, my late mother still blames my late father, his death on taking statins, that these statin drugs killed him. And I'm
I recently saw an article from CNN Health, of all people, right? And I'm citing their article, and they said that there is a correlation between statin drugs. Or excuse me, you know what? I'm sorry. It's steroid drugs, but it was shrinking people's brains and it was causing a decrease in IQ. So it's not statin drugs, but watch out for the steroid drugs as well. But yeah, there's a history of people having side effects, really bad ones. And you see a lot of people that stay on statin drugs for a long time. You know, their quality of life and their longevity statistically does not have a bright outlook. But what if you could just take something for your cholesterol that's natural, like celery juice or hawthorn berry? You know, we just make sure you get the best that you can find for source. That's what we help to bring to the table. But I mean, it would put people out of business, because then you could just fix it on your own.
Well, Big Pharma is not going out of business at any time, and that's why doctors are paid to prescribe. So it's a pay to play. It's what they
that's
do.
Right.
They've done it forever and a day. And this is what we have in the alternative, is Hyperease. And what's the normal dose on this, Stephen?
You know, these are capsules. So, you know, I tell everybody, if you've never done this before, you know, hey, start with two. That's a really good start. And, you know, take two. You know, we have, a good moderate amount would be two twice a day. So if you have a known issue you're working on with your cholesterol, it needs to be better. You know, just do that two twice a day consistently. And, you know, these are things you can get checked. You can go back to your doctor. You can, you know, I go to the doctor for the test, but I do my own kind of supplement regimen, and then I go back and see if the test gets better. And so that's something you can try. Two capsules twice a day, kind of a good moderate amount.
And what do you tell your doctor when he goes, hey, this is amazing, how did you bring your blood pressure down? And what are you going to tell him? I took Hyperease. Like, he's going to prescribe that? You know, it's like, we don't tell our doctor that we're taking ivermectin every other day. We don't tell our doctor we're taking any natural supplements, you know, because a lot of them sit there and they play this contraindication game, saying, well, you know, if you take certain supplements, it may contraindicate or work against the stuff that we're prescribing. And it's like, this is part of your problem, doc. You're paying too much attention to Big Pharma and what they're telling you. And, you know, we know our own bodies better than you do.
It's funny you mention that, because there are doctors out there who they don't all agree about this, right? I mean, even when it comes to things like the vaccine, and I hope I don't get in trouble, but, you know, not every doctor and scientist agree that that's the best method, you know, for supporting your immune system. There are a growing number of naturopathic doctors that are coming out of colleges now, or they're just switching sides because they want to help people more. And they're doing their private practices, and there's a growing number. We have a product line that's called Physician Strength. We specifically only sell to the practitioners who want to recommend these products for their patients. So, you know, it is, to some degree, you know, there are doctors, at least, who have the degrees, who don't play inside the pharmaceutical system, who are, you know, treating people with herbs as a naturopath or holistic. And we're seeing a growing number, and so at least we can say that, you know, we've got some good news to report, that there are doctors that will promote this. They just have to kind of know and not be indoctrinated and just kind of look for it, seek it out on their own, which is what everybody listening is doing. You guys are thinking critically, and you're seeking the information. You're making your informed decision.
Well, now that you've opened up that Pandora's box, you're talking about Physician Strength. What products are you talking about that you supply to physicians, just out of curiosity, if we can find some that are awake and not woke?
Yes, well, that, you know, so we have over 250 products for North American Urban Spice brand, and that's for everybody to consume whatever they want. The practitioner's brand, Physician Strength, is about 80 products strong, and a lot of these are actually the same formulas of our North American products. So you can get these formulas already, including the Hyper-Ease. You can get that in North American. But we just wanted a brand that would support the practitioners, that, you know, people would just buy directly from them and give them an incentive to go natural, and, you know, and so that is, and they're not going to find it online or on Amazon, that type of thing. And so that's what we're, that's kind of our strategy, is we're just trying to get these, find these practitioners, tell them what we've got, and get them to start and support them in their efforts to, you know, treat naturally. So you might start hearing about this because we kind of launched it just last year. So you might hear about it more, and if there is a natural position in your area, they might have it. But you can get it now from North American.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you sure can at the Power Mall. Black seed oil, this is something that we've talked about on the show before, but we're looking at the fact that it's multifaceted in what it can do. And, of course, this is something that's centuries old, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we've got a history that goes back, you know, thousands. We could say thousands of years.
So let's talk about what it does. What's in it? What does it do? Where do you get it from?
Black seed, it pretty much is the remedy for everything but death. At least that's what you see on the Internet. And, you know, there's some truth to it because every system of the body seems to have some kind of scientific study that proves that it supports it. It is a black seed. It's in the shape of a heart, which is interesting because it's heart healthy. And when I say heart healthy, I mean the studies point to things like blood pressure support, blood sugar, circulation, heart muscle, and even heart rhythm, heart rate, which is fascinating to me. But it also is a vasodilator, so it relaxes the lungs and the heart, the chest cavity in total. So if you have tension in your chest, black seed's fantastic to think about and incorporate. It's also wonderful for digestion. Whether you do it as a capsule or whether you do it as the oil, it's a wonderful lubricant for the digestive system. Kind of helps the juices flow better, stimulates the bile and the liver, so you're breaking down your food better. So if you're having problems with that, you know, with the normal digestion, and, you know, as we get older, our metabolism doesn't, and our enzymes and everything, and our stomach acid doesn't come together like it used to, black seed is wonderful for that. You can take it around your meals. You know, you can even use it as a detox agent. And if you're trying to work on your weight, black seed can help you feel full when you do a teaspoon of it. And you can even use it so while you're detoxing, while you're supporting your blood sugar, while you're supporting inflammation in the body and your digestion, you're actually working on your weight, your figure, helping with your metabolism response. And then even topically, hair, skin, and nails, it's been used that way for thousands of years. And we even have a shampoo with it. I mean, we have a cream out here. But black seed, you can just put it right there topically. If you've got inflammation, they did a study with knee pain with Tylenol internally for the people with knee pain. And then they did black seed oil, just topical. And they found that black seed was head-to-head. It actually gave people the same amount of pain relief. And that's not even something we talk about a lot. But, yeah, you can go topical with black seed. It's wonderful for the skin. It's soothing. It's going to help. So if you get a burn or something, you cut yourself, there's just so many wonderful uses, just like oregano.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put that on my order list here, black seed oil. And now here's the thing. For those of you not up to speed, the Black Seed Plus does come in capsule form. And, of course, there's a recommended dosage for that as well. But then people were saying, hey, can't we just get the black seed oil in a bottle? Yep, we've got it at the Power Mall. So just to let you know that it's out there if you weren't aware of that. Now, one final thing I wanted to cover here is the fact that a lot of us have kids that are going back to school. And, you know, we're kind of always worried about them and what they bring home to mom and dad, because if you want to get sick, let a school kid come, you know, go to school and come back into your house. And you're not prepared for that because they bring home God knows what in the nature of bugs and viruses and whatnot. Where does the Auriga spray come into this equation?
Well, you got to use it, and you know, in the home, you got to spray your hands with it. You know, spray the shoes with it when they come in, they leave, and then also, you know, we have the small bottles. So depending on the age level and the responsibility of your child, you know, I would say third, fourth, fifth grade and up, you know, you can give them this bottle and they can take it with them. They can spray their hands. They can spray their desk. It's completely non-toxic. In fact, when I have a sore throat, I spray it in my mouth. It's not really a use that we promote a lot, but it's that safe. And so you get the picture. It's kind of your natural Clorox, Lysol, without all the alcohol and all that other stuff. So they can spray it in the room, you know, spray it on your vents in the house. Take it with you in the car, spray that down. I keep one in the glove box. If they have to wear the mask again, God forbid, you know, spray the mask because it's better for them to have that going on. And God forbid they sneeze or something in their mask, you know, it's just less likely for something to build up because, you know, this is things like spices from the bay leaf, from oregano, from clove. They have the highest amount of antioxidants in nature. They're extremely helpful for, you know, repelling the unwanted kind of things out there, little nasty buggers. So if they keep that around, they're a lot more likely to stay healthy longer, and so will the household. That's why any kind of traveling, any kind of big crowds, workplace, you know, the parents, they go to the workplaces. I'm in an office environment. So it's just very practical, and the best part is non-toxic.
Yep, and see, the thing is, you're traveling. You could take it with you to the hotel because what's the number one place inside a hotel room where germs like to lurk? The phone receiver. That's right. You know, the little phone that you call the front desk with? That right there has got more germs on it than any other place in the whole bloody room. In the hotel.
Well, he's got about 10 phrase there.
There you go. Oh, there Stephen you go. Harkins, North American Urban Spice, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate all the input. Yep. And have yourself a quality week. It is 57 minutes after the hour, and we will be back after this break with Alex Newman. Stay with us.
About probiotics. Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.